DeepEnglish.com.
International Bromance.
Active Speaking, Part D. Matt and Brother Orange then proceeded to visit a famous soccer player's house, chiseled a stone goat, and took a mud bath together, all in front of the cameras, of course. Did the men visit a famous ping-pong player's house? No, they visited a famous soccer player's house. And did they pet a stone goat? No, they chiseled a stone goat. And did they take a natural spring bath together? No, they took a mud bath together. Have you ever taken a mud bath? Matt even goofed around by wearing a white wedding veil for one photo shoot and a traditional dress of a Chinese girl for another. Was Matt being serious when he wore women's clothing? No, he was goofing around. When was the last time you goofed around? Matt was even asked to do brush calligraphy for the cameras, an activity usually associated with dignitaries. What was Matt asked to do? He was asked to do brush calligraphy for the cameras. Is that a normal activity to do on TV? Yes, but only for dignitaries, not for ordinary people. Along the way, they signed autographs, posed for photos, attended a major press conference, and even endorsed products that were cleverly placed nearby. What other things did they do along the way? They signed autographs, posed for photos, attended a major press conference, and even endorsed products that were cleverly placed nearby. Their last day together was spent away from the cameras, with the two sharing personal time together as friends. Did they spend their last day away from the cameras? Yes, they spent their last day away from the cameras. Were they becoming friends? Yes, they were becoming good friends. It was a true international bromance, and the Chinese internet ate it up. Was this a true international romance? No, it was a true international bromance. Did the Chinese netizens like it? Yes, they did. They liked it so much that they ate it up. Their last stop on their Chinese tour was the Weibo headquarters in Beijing, where they got to meet the Weibo team for a final send-off. Are the Weibo headquarters in Weizhou? No, the Weibo headquarters are in Beijing. What started out as a routine iPhone theft in New York City ended up changing the lives of two average young men in drastic ways. Did this story start out with a unique form of theft? No, not really. It started out as a routine iPhone theft in New York City. Whose lives did this routine theft end up changing? It ended up changing the lives of two average young men in drastic ways. In the end, the story on Weibo had over 70 million views, and now both men are minor celebrities in China. They've even been recently featured on American TV channels, CNN, CBS, and most recently the popular talk show Ellen. How many views did the story have on Weibo? It had over 70 million views. Are both men now major celebrities in China? No, they are not major celebrities. They are minor celebrities. China has over 1 billion people, you know. But it's the massive interest in the story that's revealing. In spite of cultural and linguistic differences, not to mention a complicated political climate, the people of both the USA and China yearn to see two unlikely men become close friends. In terms of this story, what did the people of both the USA and China yearn to see? They yearn to see two unlikely men become close friends. 10 years ago, something like this never could have happened. In fact, Twitter is even banned in China, so the likelihood of this happening was rare. Is Twitter widely used in China? No, Twitter is banned in China. Why do you think Twitter is banned in China? The power of the internet not only changed the lives of two ordinary men, but it focused the attention of millions of people in the US and China on this unlikely friendship. What was responsible for changing the lives of two ordinary men? The power of the internet was responsible for changing the lives of two ordinary men. What else did the power of the internet do to millions of people in the US and China? it focused their attention on the unlikely friendship of these two ordinary men. Why has this story of a petty crime that sparked an international friendship gone viral? Well, we all love stories full of irony and serendipity, but perhaps that's not all. Do we all love stories full of pragmatism and predictability? No, we all love stories full of irony and serendipity. Do you think this is true? In spite of our outward differences, perhaps we all inwardly desire to come together and experience friendship and brotherhood, even if it's a goofy bromance made in Weibo. According to the narrator, what do we all inwardly desire to do? We all inwardly desire to come together and experience friendship and brotherhood, even if it's a goofy bromance made in Weibo. Do you think the idea of a bromance is goofy?